This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says he will drop his efforts to get a citizenship question on the 2020 census and will instead order all government agencies to turn over all information they have about citizens, non-citizens, and illegal aliens. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's now keeping the effort in-house, ordering every federal department and agency to provide records about how many citizens and non-citizens are in the country.
We will leave no stone unturned.
While he says it's vital to know how many citizens are here for various reasons, top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it's obvious the president has just one reason.
To intimidate minorities, particularly Latinos.
Democrats argue the GOP simply looking to undercount populations in urban areas where they're typically favored and shift power to more rural Republican strongholds. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. officials reportedly plan to start immigration raids on Sunday and are expected to target at least 2,000 undocumented people for whom deportation orders have been issued. AP's Rita Foley reports the operation comes 3 weeks after President Trump promised to start deporting millions of illegal aliens from the United States.
The government's targeting those who've been given final orders to leave the country. Acting Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Ken Cuccinelli.
There's approximately 1 million people in this country with removal orders. Of course, that isn't what ICE will go after in this, but that's the pool of people who've been all the way through the due process chain.
The raids are expected in 10 big cities. Activists are circulating information about hotlines that immigrants can call. Rita Foley, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow and the S&P closing in positive territory, but the Nasdaq finishing down by 0.1%. This is VOA News. A hurricane warning has been issued as Tropical Storm Barry churns its way toward the U.S. Gulf Coast and threatens millions of residents as it could become the first hurricane of the 2019 season. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell said citizens should be ready for long periods of rain and possible flooding.
We cannot pump our way out of the water levels and the waterfalls that are expected to hit the city of New Orleans. We need you to understand this and, again, be prepared to shelter in place.
As of late Thursday, Barry was about 145 kilometers from the mouth of the Mississippi River with top winds of 65 kilometers per hour. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency and deployed the National Guard. Mandatory evacuations have been ordered for about 10,000 people living near the stretch of the Mississippi closest to the Gulf. Britain said Thursday that Iranian military vessels tried to impede the passage of a British oil tanker through the Straits of Hormuz. A British government statement said three Iranian boats were involved in the incident and that they backed off when they received a verbal warning from a British warship. At the State Department, spokeswoman Morgan Ortega said the United States stands with Britain in opposing Iranian attempts to interrupt shipping in the strait.
We will continue to work closely with the United Kingdom and our allies to ensure that the Iranian regime's malign activities do not further disrupt international law, maritime security, or global commerce.
Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps denied Britain's accusation, but Iranian President Hassan Rouhani had warned Wednesday that Britain would face unspecified consequences for its seizure last week of an Iranian oil tanker off the coast of Gibraltar. President Donald Trump's nominee for the top military officer of the United States says leaving Afghanistan prematurely would be a strategic mistake. Army General Mark Milley, the current Army Chief of Staff, that is, and nominee for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, told lawmakers on Thursday he would make the best military decisions regardless of politics.
Guess what my next question will be?
Probably the same one you asked me when I was nominated to be the chief. Are you going to be intimidated?
That's the question. What's the answer?
Absolutely not. By no one, ever.
A deal between the United States and the Taliban has been expected to be centered on a U.S. promise to withdraw foreign troops in exchange for a Taliban pledge not to let Afghanistan be used as a base for terrorism. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.